This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend listening to the show, watching the show, if you're one of those people who likes to watch radio. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you do it here. You can hop up on the chat room. You'll find that up on the chat room. I forgot what I was saying. Man, I'm having a moment. What can I tell you? Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me, like I said. And I do, you know, interact. If you're on Facebook, right, they've got a live post going on there, a live feed. I'm not a big techo geeko when it comes to Facebook, so do what you got to do there to make everybody happy. But we have a live chat room going on the website. We have a gazillion ways to get a hold of the show and interact and be part of the show. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Anyhow, I love these things. I love these stories that come out. And sometimes people say, you know, they're not true and you got to reach out. You know, I don't know what you can check, what you can't check today. I don't know where you're going to find the facts, because there's so many people out there that'll refute them, that'll push back on them. So you just got to do what you got to do, right? You got to get the story out there, and you guys got to figure it out. You got to do some of your own homework. So John Kerry, it appears, so it's said, and many outlets are picking up the fact that John Kerry threatened U.S. will attack Ecuador with military airstrikes if they don't cut off Assange's internet link. Now, what I find interesting about this, I don't know. You think it was an idle threat? You think it had to do with truly had to do with air attacks? Now, the story goes on to say that, and this comes out of Conservative Army, that we have info that Obama administration threatened to bomb Ecuador if they do not cut off Julian Assange's internet link. It goes on to say this info is not really confirmed yet, but there's no way to do it, is there? You think John Kerry's going to pick up the phone, call us back, and say, yep, that was me. That's what I said. Now, right now, what's official is, according to the Gateway Pundit, Secretary of State John Kerry demanded the Ecuadorian embassy in London cut off Julian Assange's internet. McClatchy reports, WikiLeaks said Tuesday that Secretary of State John Kerry asked Ecuador to stop WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange from publishing leaked emails that could disrupt peace negotiations with a guerrilla group in Colombia. Oh, yeah, that was it. What a great, I mean, come on. What is that? What were we saying before? You could put lipstick on a pig. Guess what? Still a pig. Even if you add a dress, still a pig. Just amazing. Assange, who has been in refuge in Ecuador's embassy in London for more than 4 years, saw the internet. They saw it coming. And you know what? Kerry knew he was next. Come on, let's just be honest about it. You know that's true. John Kerry, WikiLeaks says that the John Kerry private meeting with Ecuador was made on the sidelines of the negotiations which took place principally on September 26th in Colombia. The State Department rejected the allegations. They reject everything, even when you're holding the paper up in their hand. I hope he doesn't stop, though. I hope he finds a way of getting it out. I just told Tammy, I said, I hope He's got a bowl of, we're going to bring him about 30 or 40 or 50 little thumb drives. What they call, you know, little USB drives. And he can download all the paperwork on those. You know, and again, of course, the Secretary of State came out today, or the State Department said that we're not involved in shutting down WikiLeaks at all. Reports that Secretary Kerry had the conversations with Ecuadorian officials. Now, this is the same guy when Russia was invading the Ukraine, right? He was saying, no, we don't do that in the 21st century. Russia's not invading Ukraine. He has a smartphone in his hand. He could have picture. He could have pulled a picture of it happening live on his smartphone, but he didn't have brains enough to do that. He didn't have brains enough to believe the people around him. And it's not just one. It's multiple U.S. sources have stepped up to say that Kerry kind of threatened Ecuador to stop doing what they're doing. Stop allowing it to happen. Now, see, what I would do, in case somebody's out there and wants to do it on their own, I would get a van with some high-powered wireless equipment to be able to suck his signal in and send it out. Go ahead and stop me there. I would do everything I can to make sure that guy can keep getting out information. You know, it's funny how the people on the far left thought Assange was brilliant. He was doing the right thing. He didn't question any of the information he put out when it was against Bush, right? That was all 100% true then. Now it's all lies. And we have to stop him. He's hurting the race. What's he hurting the race with? Putting out the truth? What is she afraid of? I thought she said she was going to be transparent. If you're transparent, you have no problem letting these things out, right? They're also talking about the fact that he also said that there would be economic sanctions and other things to Ecuador if they didn't stop him. She is the most protected. It's got to be because of fear, right? Can't be because of anything else. We're fighting with the whole world. We've got issues going on all over the world. We've got leaders that don't trust us, don't want us around, don't want anything to do with us. But as long as you've got those thugs in office, and I do mean thugs. Look, there's no difference between these guys and the mafia, people. They'd like you to believe there is. And I don't even think they're there anymore. I think now they don't even care that you know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Seriously. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Honest to God, I do. And I want you to be more involved in the conversation. Man, I tell you what, we've got so many distractions going on. You need to hop onto something, decide it's what you're willing to take on, it's the hill you're willing to die on and all that. And just do it. We can't do this anymore, people. We can't sit back and wait for somebody like me to take care of it, or you to take care of it, or whatever. You just got to jump in and get involved and get engaged. Seriously. And I'm going to tell you, yeah, again, I'd love to do these college stories because they show you how crazy what's going on out there is. And if you don't get involved, if you don't get engaged, who's going to fix it? I can only reach so many people. And to really lay it out for you, so you can really see the stupid stuff going on. And I hate to do these because it's my home state. They have lost their minds. I don't even want to say I'm from there anymore because they're so nuts. But apparently, UMass created a cultural appropriation threat meter just for Halloween. That's right. Now there's a meter. I don't know. Maybe it's one of those body scanners. You walk through and you got your costume on and it says, no, sorry, that's a 9 on the threat meter. Can't do that. The simple costume racist evaluation and assessment meter called SCREAM poses several questions to students, then assigns a threat level based on how much a costume differs from the student's own race. You know, I'm going to be able to go out with a salami around my neck. That's it. Because I'm Italian. It's the only thing I'm going to qualify for. What?
If they're assessing you as Italian, isn't that kind of racist in and of itself?
There you go. Hey, you're perfect. I knew I had you around for a reason. Yeah. I mean, if they're assessing what you're wearing based on your heritage, if you would, isn't that racist in and of itself? The University of Massachusetts Amherst is posting cultural appropriation posters in each of its residence halls. The campus featuring a detailed racism evaluation and assessment meter. God, you know what? We should come up with an electronic version of that. They'll never know. They're too stupid. When they come up with stuff like this, you know they don't have a high IQ. Come up with a little meter, right? Acceptable, non-acceptable. What do you think? As I say, coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. You can get them on a Facebook page. The initiative is being spearheaded by the Center for Women and Communities. There it is again. You women are doing it to us again. Putting us in a little hole, you know, in a little slot. Center for Women and Community, the Center for Multicultural Advancement and the Students and Student Success, and the Campus Diversity Office. What? God. One display says, don't be an a-hole, only it uses the word, I'm not going to. One display urges students providing several leaflets to help them understand the effects of cultural appropriation. It's not fair to ask any culture to freeze itself in time and live as though they were a museum piece. The board also includes a poster to help measure the threat level. See, this is why I said in the last article, You can't listen to anything they say. You can't believe it. You can't give credence to everything they say. A threat level? If you were threatened by me wearing a costume at Halloween that you're not comfortable with, you need a heck of a lot more than me to take the costume off and change it. You really need some serious psychiatric evaluation. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. The simple costume racism evaluation assessment meter, also called SCREAM, poses several costume-related questions. Let's see if I can get these questions. If one intends to represent a person on Halloween, the only way to get a green threat rating is for the person to be of one own race. So, I could represent Christopher Columbus, but I could not represent Teddy Roosevelt. Wow. That's scary. Wow. Your kids are going to college to learn this garbage. That's right. Your tax dollars are going to all this. Isn't that great? This is the University of Massachusetts. And the threat level increases in conjunction with the amount of makeup that one intends to use. We don't have to go by poundage, ounces, or coverage. You're going to fall over, aren't you? Even representing a single thing idea is dangerous. See, they're not snowflakes. They're marshmallows. Though the flyer says, warning against costumes that can only be understood in the context of controversial current events or historical accepted glitches. So does that mean that we can't have any Hispanic people dressing up as Trump or Hillary?
Correct.
Wow, that's cool.
Unless they have a little shred of it in their heritage.
Wow, what if somebody wants to dress up as Jesus? We're going to have a problem there, aren't we?
I think we all
You know? So, no, not according to them. I mean, okay, the events, yeah, I can't, the poster's too small to really see or read. But let me see if I can blow this thing up right here on my screen. That would be cool. All right, person, begin here. If your costume is a person or thing, all right, if it's a person, is the person of your own race? If yes, your threat level is no. If no, do you have to wear heavy makeup or a mask for the person to be recognized? Now, here's their sneaky way of saying, do you have to put on blackface or white makeup to look like that person? Or brown makeup? If no, then your threat level is guarded. Isn't it funny how people think that our threat level to for the country to stay safe, the threat levels that we've put in place, that George Bush put in place, they thought were terrible. We're wrong. We're bad. They were the same colors as these. And we're talking costumes. Does the makeup or mask significantly change the color of your skin or the shape of your eyes? let me see. Oh, eyes. Yeah, it's very blurry, so forgive me. Nose, lips, or other facial features. And then it goes, if yes, are you trying to be funny? I mean, this is a whole, you know, this is a whole chart you follow. I mean, isn't this a microaggression in and of itself? So, I'm sorry, I'm not using the chart because it's a microaggression. People, this is hilarious. I got to put the link up. You got to get this later. Oh, we're not going to give this up. There's so much more to this on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of CCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Good to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think everybody should sing along. Don't you? We all know the words, and maybe not.
And I know that you got opinions, but won't you consider this? Your skin tone oppresses millions, so just quiet down a bit. Come join me in gender studies, come get a useless degree. And when you make garbage money, take no responsibility. Come be PC.
Everybody.
Come be PC. Things are so splendid when you're offended. Take it from me.
Oh, God, you know, you're thinking about your grandkids running around singing these songs, you know, that they hear from Disney. This is what your college kids are going to come home singing this. As well they should. This is what they're being taught. This is the garbage they're being fed. Oh, God, I don't remember who sent that.
Ryan.
Ryan, that was great. You made me laugh. That's hilarious. It's just craziness going somewhere to happen. This stuff is out of control, but we could take it back if we would just start, if we would just get engaged and involved for real, we could take this stuff back. And I was gonna quit with the form that I was just talking about in the last story, if you've just joined us. University of Massachusetts at Amherst, which has always been a party college. I grew up in Massachusetts. That was the place to go to party. It was one of many, but that one was even better. They now have a simple costume racism evaluation and assessment meter, also known as SCREAM, to make sure that the Hollywood costume that you're, the Halloween costume that you're wearing is acceptable. There's a display on another different on a different bulletin board. It says that cultural appropriation is an act of privilege and leads to offensive, inaccurate, and stereotypical portrayals of other people's culture. I know. Look at. We all have lots of Hispanic friends. You know, here's a good one. We used to go to a predominantly black church. I don't mean the color of the church was black. I mean probably 92% of the people that went to the church, that attended the church, were black. And I think February was African-American month, right? Is African-American History Month? Black History Month, okay? And there were other times of the year, there were other festivities going on. Now, I'm not from Africa. I don't have any friends. I don't have any family members from Africa. I don't have any of that stuff. But they would dress in February, which was totally against my nature because I grew up in Boston and nobody dressed flowery in February. But anyway, they had very colorful, they're not costumes, they're, what do you call it, maybe the kind of match the tribe that they were affiliated with back in Africa. So they had very, very colorful, very bright garb on, if you would, during those times. And interesting enough, there were a whole bunch of white folks that also had the colorful garb on.
They encouraged
it. And they encouraged it. So they had no problem with cultural appropriation. I don't think anybody knew what that word meant. They actually took it almost as a compliment, that you'd want to be part of my culture. And this shows you the small-mindedness. Look what they're doing to us, people. I would think you'd want somebody to... What is it? The best form of flattery is when somebody steals your stuff and mimics you, imitates you, right? So what better way to tell somebody, hey, I really think it's cool that you dress up I don't even know what they're called. See, anything I say is going to be taken the wrong way, so I really just shouldn't care anyhow. The guys that do the music, the Mexican music, I call it the Oompa Loompa music, right? Where we go to church is a heavy Hispanic area. I know, we're very racist people. We went to a predominantly black church. Now we go to a predominantly Hispanic church in a Hispanic neighborhood. Now, the first church was a black church in a black neighborhood. I can't seem to find a white church that makes me happy. So maybe I am racist. I'm just racist against white people. But we go to a church that's predominantly Hispanic in a Hispanic neighborhood. And you hear that Sunday morning when the cars are driving in the road. You hear the boom, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. I get a kick out of it. I can appreciate it. I grew up with a different kind of music when I was a kid. So if I play that music in my car, am I appropriating their culture? They love it when people dress up like them. They also have those days where they want people to come up dressed up in the costumes, if you would. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the idiots that are outside that are uncomfortable seeing it. They're the ones that are screwing it up for everybody else. Okay. Can relax. The article goes on to say that the outline steps that students can take to inform their peers if a costume may be considered inappropriate or offensive. Using Native American costumes as the prime example, because, you know, Native Americans never want you to dress like them. Now, I don't know, obviously, I don't know a whole bunch of Native American people. I know there was one in the Facebook feed last week. Two yesterday. That had no problem. I said, hey, they're flattered. I mean, it's one thing if you're making fun. Now, if you're having a good time and you're wearing it in fun, that's one thing. But making fun of a group is another thing altogether. The article goes on to say, no, it's not cool. If you like your ancestors, killed them all or anything, reads one. Was it? What? No, it's cool. It's not like your ancestors killed all of them or anything, reads one flyer. What are these? Are these people idiots? Yeah, I already answered that question. Never mind. That flyer was alongside a cartoon of two white women in headdresses. And the title was Hypersexualized Racism is Still Racism, states another flyer featuring pictures of women dressed in sexy Indian costumes. I would imagine that Native Americans in very hot areas would have worn what we would consider today sexy costumes or sexy attire. They didn't think it was sexy. They were just staying cool. I don't know. It's just nuts. One of the display does, however, concede that there is some value to cultural appropriation in the sense that it helps to preserve elements of cultures that have faded over time. It's not fair to ask any culture to freeze itself in time to live as though they were a museum piece. One poster quotes author Susan Scafidi. Oh, please don't. Cultural appropriation can sometimes be the savior of a culture product that has faded away. And remember that culture is fluid. Wow. Is it? That doesn't make sense. I mean, I realize customs change, but... whatever. Anyway, your kids are going to school. They're going to go to college to learn how to be doctors, lawyers, whatever. Right? But no. First they have to learn about gender issues. Then they have to learn about microaggressions. Then they have to learn about cultural appropriation. And then if you tell your daughters that, you know, we've done these stories. I'm just lumping them all together. Then if you tell your daughters that they need to watch, you know, they need to watch when they go out on the weekends. They need to watch when they go out to the local bars. They need to keep an eye on their drinks. They need to make sure they keep themselves safe. Well, then you're part of the rape culture. We've done the stories. You go back and look them up. I'm not making this stuff up as I go. People, we have no more absolutes in society. Absolutely, absolutely no absolute. And it doesn't matter where we're talking about the male to female thing, what's right, what's wrong, how to stay safe on campus. Again, you tell your daughter, look, I told my boys, I worked with my boys, you're not supposed to take advantage of girls. You know, you're going to be in situations at a party or other places, you don't take advantage of people. So it wasn't one-sided for me. But I also told the girls, you know what, you got to watch yourself too, because there are dogs out there that will take advantage of you. Too much to drink, whatever the situation is. It's just wrong. And I don't know how you fight this stuff. Unless we come together and we're all on the same page, we're all pounding away in the same at the school, or at a school, right, the same way, we're not going to win. It's not going to work. You're going to be fighting the battle alone. And nobody wants to fight alone, because you don't win alone. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? Hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website. Now, I had a story somebody sent me earlier. Where is it? Come on. It's got to be here somewhere. Because I was just going to do it. Oh, yeah. We're going down the religious road. Hey, you know, I always make fun of a lot of the entertainers. So I take a minute out to be nice to an entertainer. And believe me, if you listen to the show for any length of time, you know I don't do that a lot. But apparently, Ashton Kutcher, who was, what was that 70s show? Yeah. I guess that's where he made his money, or the bulk of his money. He's done a couple of movies, and I don't know much about the guy. I know he's a dork. When I see him, that's why I think of him. If you want to know what he's done that's worthy of me mentioning him, you just have to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. Don't go far.
Be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, thereelside.com, and you can watch live list tonight. You can take the poll. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, some of you guys haven't taken advantage of this yet, and I've been allowed to offer it to you again. I wish you would. I mean, it's free money. I don't know what you people are waiting for. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or check us out on landmarkgold.com. Now, he's willing to give you a coin. Our buddy David Fisher over there is willing to give you a free Morgan silver coin. And all you got to do is call. You call, there's a white paper they're going to send you. It's called the coming bail-in. The only thing here is you got to qualify. And the way you qualify is you've got to have a job. You can't be living in Ma's garage. You know what I'm saying? Or in the basement. That's just not going to work. Unless you're storing a whole bunch of money under there, in which case we'll talk. But really, 844-715-7311. The phone call alone, okay? You meet the basic requirements, you get a free coin. And it's not a catcha, it's not a gotcha, it's not a hard sell. You have my word, it's not a hard sell. If you get hard sold, if you have a complaint, you let me know, I'll bring you on here, you can tell us about it. How's that? You don't even have to use your real name if you don't want to. I'll even let you wuss out on it. How's that? So anyhow. We get back to, and again, you know, I like to make fun of actors, so this is hard for me to do. But Ashton Kutcher, apparently he rescued over 6,000 sex trafficking victims. And apparently they almost all had something in common. So actor, activist, and businessman Ashton Kutcher, I can't believe this guy. Apparently he made a boatload of money off of Twitter. He was the first one or one of the first actors to hit, what, 1 million or 2 million people, followers on Twitter. It was just crazy. The on the Today Show, he spoke to host Kathy Lee and Hoda. What the heck's a Hoda? Anyway, about the new season of his Netflix original series, The Ranch. But what he was most interested in talking about was his organization's work to end human sex trafficking and child pornography. That's great. I wish more of them would do it. I wish more of them, instead of screaming and about how great Miley Cyrus is and how great Beyonce is, more of them should be talking about this stuff. In an interview, Kutcher tells the host about Thorn, the organization he began with his ex-wife and actress Demi Moore. Through his work with Thorn, Kutcher has learned that almost all sex trafficking victims have one thing in common. They're targeted online. This is why I keep telling you people, you've got to watch your kids. Young kids, they're not smart enough to figure it out. They don't have any privacy yet. Man, I was in the computer technology, whatever business for years. And when we set up computers for the girls, for all the kids, really, none of them were in their bedrooms. None of them were in a faraway room. They were right there in the dining room. We made a special little table for them. That's where they went. The screens faced out. They could do their homework, do whatever they were doing. But we watched what they were doing. And then stand over the shoulder. But we kept an eye on what they were doing. Because it doesn't take much. You know, some of you know the radio host by the name of Joe Pags. Most guys don't do this, but I'm not that way. Joe Pags' daughter, at 16, got involved with a guy online and then took off. The mistake she made, and the mistake the moron who took her made, was her dad is on about 52 stations across the country. He was part of the Salem Broadcasting Network. Every commentator online, including myself, were talking about his daughter being missing, and the guy was picked up that same day. I mean, really, seriously. Anyway, so Kutcher goes on to say that we're building digital tools to fight human trafficking. He's using his own money for this. You've got to give the guy credit, don't you? We're building digital tools to fight human trafficking, basically the purchase and commerce for human trafficking, and it happens online just like everything else now. Thorne self-described, you know, you would think with the NSA, and I know you guys are out there, you would think with everything they could listen to, catchphrases, catchwords, they could do the same thing on these known sites where this trafficking goes on, gets picked up from. Thorne's self-described mission to drive tech innovation and fight against trafficking on the organization's website explains just how it goes about its work. He goes on to say, we partner across the tech industry, government, and NGOs and leverage technology to combat predatory behavior. We rescue victims and we protect vulnerable children. The site also lists 20 members of what it calls the Thorne Technology Task Force, comprised of technology companies that lend their knowledge, time, resources, and work to help. Among those are Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, Adobe, and a few others. So let's give, Ashton Kutcher, 32 thumbs up? However many you want to give him. For what he's working. Yeah, that's a lot of work. That's good. I mean, that's good. You know what I'm saying? That's a cool thing to do.
He's saving lives.
Yeah, he's saving lives. You know, even if these young girls come back, you know, they rescue them, think about what they've been through. It's got to be horrific. Anti-human trafficking group Polaris reports that the International Labor Organization estimates that there's 4.5 million people, that 4.5 million people are currently working against their will for sex traffickers. Come on, think about that. 4.5 million people. In Atlanta, Georgia, in 2014, it was estimated the underground sex economy was worth over $290 million. That's a big dollar amount. Right? That's a big dollar amount to easily stop. Even more terrifying is that in 2015, 75% of child sex trafficker survivors were sold online at some point. So even at some point, you saw them go by a screen, a picture, whatever. So, you know what? I don't know how you say thank you to him. There's probably no way to get a message to him, really. But, you know, again, a guy like this deserves kudos, seriously. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The Iowa has decided that they'll decide what church activities are and are not. How many eyebrows went up on that one, right? So the Des Moines, Iowa Federal District Court late Friday denied the request of an Iowa official to dismiss a church's lawsuit against a law that a state commissioner has construed as giving it power to censor and control churches. I've always said to you, this was right around the corner. Right? It happens in Canada, it happens in the UK, it's going to happen in America. And some of you, I'd love to shove this in some of your faces who sent me emails. I have to go back and get them now, but who basically said, Joe, you know, you're a fearmonger, you're telling everybody this is going to happen in this country, blah, 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 blah. And guess what? It's happened in this country. It is happening and will continue to happen. And these will be precedent-setting cases. So the state commission is construed as giving its power to censor and control churches. In its decision allowing the suit to continue, the court found that while the church's fear of prosecution is objectively reasonable, so it makes sense, yeah, you could be prosecuted. Churches have never been public accommodation subject to government regulation, and the state officials have no business trying to decide which church activities are religious and which ones aren't. Now, the ruling provided much needed reassurance and clarification to the churches in the wake of two vague brochures produced by the Iowa Civil Rights Commission that applied to Iowa Civil Rights Act to churches. The commission interpretation and application of that law could censor church statements on biblical sexuality. Isn't it funny? It always goes to sexuality. It's not about any other type of sin or anything like that. Never goes to adultery or stealing or anything like that. Always has to do, I wonder who's pushing this. Always has to do with its view on sexuality. So the law could censor church statements on biblical sexuality in certain contexts and force churches to open their restrooms to members of the opposite sex under conditions that the government dictates. In other words, what they're saying is during a church service, during a worship service, during a Bible study, you can stick to male and female only bathrooms. But if you're having as some churches do, you know, a financial budgeting night, how to budget your finances from a biblical perspective, you would have to open them up under this rule to same-sex, transsexuals, whatever. Anything goes kind of thing. So the churches are fighting back saying, no, the church grounds are sacred. The church sanctuary is sacred. And that biblical lessons can be taught on finances. Biblical lessons can be taught on hygiene, how to conduct yourself. So the government will decide which one of your classes, which one of their programs is biblical and which one isn't. That's what this ruling basically says. And they are way outside there. See, this all stems from the churches wanting to have, and some of you guys are going to get mad at me, but you know what? Take away their tax-exempt status. Let them do anything they darn well please. Let's get away from that so we're not tied by the government as to what we can and can't do. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, I'm here tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. Let your friends know about the show. You've been listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network.